Listen, because this is important.
How much time do we have? Minutes, days, months, years? We don't know. We don't know. How much time do we have? We don't know. We don't know.
I know exactly when the end is going to happen.
Unless we deal with these problems.
The end of the world will begin when you least expect it.
Soon is going to be sooner. Soon is going to be sooner. The fact is that so far there has not been a nuclear war, but it has come remarkably close. And leaders have been willing to go right to the brink.
We don't want to start a nuclear war unless we really have to, do we?
The first emperor of China built a wall 3,000 kilometers long to protect civilization from barbarians. The Great Wall of China. Decided, history will begin with me. I will destroy the past. And he ordered all the books in his empire to be burnt.
How much time do we have? Minutes, days, months, years? We don't know. We don't know.
The word I would use, and without hesitation, to describe the Earth's condition is apocalyptic. We have given Gaia a fever, and her state will worsen into one like that of a coma in a human.
The destruction of 1,000 million sea creatures to satisfy man's appetite for metal is insane.
At the risk of being simplistic, what you're looking at is a quasi-neural matrix of synthetic RNA molecules.
Now, I know the environmental problems.
They poisoned inside the cobalt mining doctor.
It's something far worse than any war, plague, or famine that has previously visited us.
How much time do we have? Minutes, days, months, years? We don't know. The aim of the enemy would be to make you and me and others quit our jobs so that our defense plants would have to shut down. Going in spite of attacks with atomic or biological warfare or chemicals or conventional weapons. Our aim then is to keep working because we must give to our armed forces the things they need to win.
If you receive warning of an enemy attack, get to the nearest fallout shelter promptly. But if you're caught in the open and there's a brilliant nuclear flash in the distance, take cover immediately.
I'm not scared. I'm prepared. We'll be spared. I've got a fallout shelter. It's 9x9. The nation.
Party, party time in my radiation station.
A 14-day supply of multi-purpose food.
A TV set I'm sure to include.
Build a bomb bungalow, one of your own.
With no down payment and a government loan.
I suppose it never occurred to you. While we're chanting here so enjoyably, a decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon.
We take you now to Washington.
Details are not available. They will be in a few minutes.
We realize that if we attacked him, he would attack us. So what we have to do is attack him first. But then we realized that if he realized we were going to attack him first, he would then attack us first.
simply lunatic.
So then we heard that he'd heard about this. So we realized we'd have to have a preemptive attack before he attacked us in retaliation to us attacking him.
We are rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation.
I was just telling you my opinion.
Truth is not always a pleasant thing.
But a secrecy, shroud, and paranoid security.
Not very sporting to fire on an unarmed opponent.
Truth is not always a pleasant thing.
It's true.
But it is necessary now to make a choice, to choose between two admittedly regrettable, but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. It's one where you got 20 million people killed, and the other where you got 150 million people killed.
They're talking about mass murder, General, not war. War.
Each B-52 can deliver a nuclear bomb load of 50 megatons, equal to 16 times the total explosive force of all the bombs and shells used by all the armies in World War II.
They want a war, Jack, and they're arranging things to get one.
Let's bomb the shit out. Everybody wants to. I mean, even you. I mean, even me.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and the civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period.
We take you now to Washington.
The White House is now giving out a statement. The attack apparently was made on all naval and on naval and military activities.
Well, it's war.
Or it is.
It's war. War has broken out. This is war.
Explosion.
Few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
This is the national program from London.
Abruptly, the sound ceased. While that voice sounded, London had still seemed alive.
The last remaining station, all to the United Nations. It is possible that our broadcast will soon come to the same fate as Mother Hunting Station. In this state...
When it is detonated, it will produce enough lethal radioactive fallout so that within 10 months, the surface of the Earth will be as dead as the moon.
So 500,000 known casualties in total. A devastated landscape and lasting environmental damage.
You must do everything possible now to help yourself and your family. Nobody else will help you.
Nobody else will help. Nobody else will help.
And this is what they say, we are protect the place. This for the, we protect the place. We are protecting the place. This what happened, and this our life. Every day we have problem in one place, we don't have to move from other place. People talk around, everyone give his opinion. What happened? When will they finish this things?
Cruelty and injustice. Intolerance and depression. War, terror, disease.
Now what can we do?
What should we do?
I don't know what to do. I don't know.
Just
what
run from such a blow.
Crap. I don't know.
Get your hands.
I don't know.
Do something.
I don't know.
Do something.
There comes a point in a man's life when it doesn't hurt to start thinking about the future.
We have choices.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their troubles.
Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man.
So let us not be blind to our differences, but let us also direct attention to our common interests and the means by which those differences can be resolved. And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future. And we are all mortal.
Our challenge, our generation's unique challenge.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
The intent here is to gain a clear perception of humanity. Where we've been, where we're going. Pitfalls, the possibilities, the perils, and the promise.
Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief.
Try to imagine. Can't imagine.
Imagine that.
Can't imagine. Yes. Can't imagine. Yes. Can't imagine.
I don't imagine.
You can't even imagine.
I don't know. I can imagine quite a bit, man.
You had your time. The future is our world. The future.
Fundamentally, we have choices. And we actually have some terrific choices.
To be of use, to work, to bring something to the world.
Some people choose a life of mediocrity. That's your choice. People make choices. Make choices. Make choices. Make choices.
Is this ever going to end?
Well, I don't really think that the end can be assessed as of itself as being the end, because what does the end feel like? It's like saying when you try to extrapolate the end of the universe, you say the end, if the universe is indeed infinite, then what does that mean? How far is all the way? And then if it stops, what's stopping it? And what's behind what's stopping it? So what's the end, you know, is my question to you.